What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the podcast that's back in black and in the sack.
Bam. Da-na-na.
My name's Terry. Da-na-na.
My name is Andy.
I
thought you were going to incorporate the.
Forgot what I was supposed to say.
Very well, aren't you?
I'm doing well. There
Good
we go.
To hear it, pal.
Ah.
Fucking back.
It's been a while. Everything I can't remember.
The podcast will now exclusively be in song form.
I'm taking this podcast into strange new places. Musical podcast.
Folks, it feels very, very, very good to be back. And thank you very much for your patience.
I'm going to put something up top here. Might be a bit of a weird podcast. I'd say the energy that we have is like...
Yeah, because we haven't really...
We did one...
We've seen each other. Obviously, we've gone to the movies.
Yeah.
We did a pod.
Yeah.
Face-to-face chatting on mic energy is not something that we've had in a couple of months.
No.
You know?
So, you know, might be a bit up and down. Yeah, loopy. That's good. Yeah, it can be good ones, though.
I'm down, Terry. I'm down to get loopy.
How are you, Andy?
Oh, how long have
let's,
you got,
let's get into it. Let's dive deep.
Well, it's full on having three children.
Yes.
And it was a full-on experience to get to here. Like, I didn't actually say it on the last pod. I'll just very quickly say, because like, I've been home for 2 months. I'm only back in work as of last week, and the baby was in August. So it's
we're in November now? Oh, my God.
Yeah, mid-November. So basically, we went to Wexford General Hospital. Not a good hospital, I will say.
I told somebody you went there, and they were like, do they have a maternity ward?
I mean, barely.
I was like, I think they do. He went there. And they were like, ooh.
We didn't have a good experience the last
time. I work
in
a hospital for record. You know? Yeah. Medical personnel were like, ooh.
So they would know. But it's purely for, like, it's 45 minutes away as opposed to an hour and a half or whatever. And, like, we didn't like it when we had Milo there. But it was like, we were like, well, we're never going to see that place again. first of all, the C-section day, they were like, yeah, come in at 7 a.m.,
So I can't believe when you told me that.
Came in at 7 a.m. Honestly, like, there is no... It was like the 28 days later. Yeah. Like, it was just flickering lights, no one around. You're like, is there anyone at any desk? You can't even say, hey, we're here to have a baby today. There's just no one there. Eventually found someone like, oh, yeah. Stick him in there.
8 hours later, I'm assuming.
Yeah, eight hours later. Then we got seen. So I was like, what was the point? And
not like you need your rest in month 10 of a pregnancy. Like.
And also not like we already have two kids that need care and arranging.
Logistics.
Yeah, the logistics are a nightmare.
Of life.
But oh, tell me about it. But anyway, so then we had the baby. It was lovely. The baby. Her name is Abby. She's lovely. And then about a week later...
Oh, yeah, well, I get to see her this weekend, actually. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
So Kerry got her tubes out to make sure that this never
going there.
Again.
Okay,
But... In that, they have obviously fucked something up. And then a week later, she wasn't herself for like a couple of days. And I was like, are you all right? Like, she's like, yeah, just like, she was really struggling. She's like, she's kind of shuffling as she's walking. And it was getting worse. And I was like, And then that night, whatever, she just was in absolute agony. Like, she's got a high pain threshold. And like, she's crying, vomiting from the pain.
Jesus.
All this, like, just really... She's like, I've just had too much dinner. It's like, I need to call an ambulance. It's like, don't... Like, I leave
if
the
I
room.
I just put my hand here. Hello. You know, it's fine. It was like, see?
Because the two of us, to be fair, are a bit like... It's like, oh, God, we're going to call an ambulance. Like, that's a big thing. Yeah. And like I'd leave the room to get something. Like, where are you going? You're not going to make any secret calls, are you? And I was like, no. And then eventually I just did. And luckily I did because... like it's
you gotta
surreal.
You gotta do it. Sometimes I hate being in that position as well, but then sometimes it's like I'm doing it. I'm just pulling the band-aid off.
So it's weird if we're just even dialing like 999, like after all these years, am I finally gonna do it?
I did it with my dad with his back.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this right? And it was just surreal having that phone call.
Like, yeah. It's like, I don't know what I need help.
An ambulance, what do you need help with? And it's real, like, confrontational.
Fire, Coast Guard, or fucking ambulance.
You're
like,
expecting
what?
To be like, because of our dealings with guards in the shop, like, you only call this number if somebody is dying. If they can't breathe, you call this number, all right?
So went in and, or she went in and it turned out she had a hole in her gut that her entire small intestine had forced its way through and had some internal bleeding on the other side. And essentially, if we hadn't called the ambulance, she would be dead.
Jesus.
So it was very, like, scary.
Very chill.
Yeah. And then, so she was in hospital for a week. I had a real trial by fire, minding the kids by myself. For a week.
First of all, like, two kids alone by yourself for a week is a lot, and then like a newborn,
an autistic toddler and a newborn. It wasn't easy, but you know what? Kerry had it worse, so you know. So she was on the mend.
Gotta say that, don't you?
And then you gotta say that. And then so there was other little things that happened, but basically she had to be do nothing for 6 weeks. No lifting, no, like, can't lift a baby.
Those abdomen, like, it's the same with a section, but like I'd say it's like 10 times worse.
They were like adamant, like, I'm serious, like, don't lift a finger sort of thing. So that's finally kind of come to an end now, and we're just getting on with it, but...
That you're moving into a new house, redrawn house as well. Like.
Yeah, we're not even in our house yet. Like, so, I mean, I'm constantly, honestly, Terry, I'm so stressed at the minute. The builders are like, basically, the builder is, he's doing a good job, but he's going at a snail's pace because he can't manage his money. So he's essentially got limited money. So he's got one poor
problem.
Bastard just pottering around there every day. I'm like, where's the team of people you had?
That's your problem?
Happening?
Like, yeah. You know?
And then, and the worst thing is, it's like, say today, it's like, this getting done, like, on Wednesday? Like, yeah, no problem. And it's like, just making sure that's happening tomorrow? Yep. Yeah. And then, like, on the day, it's like, all good today? It's like, oh, no, we can't do it today.
You told me.
So it's constant. It's constant stuff like that. So it's still a bit...
I hate it.
Oh, I hate it so much. I can't wait to just get in and to be done with the hospital shit. Well, I mean, I say done with the hospital shit, but I feel like I want to pursue it a little
you
bit.
You should.
You know what I mean? Medical negligence.
You should.
Because...
At least have a look. Like,
she was the talk of the hospital, like, when she went in. Like, they knew who she was.
Yeah.
And yet, still, they weren't rolling out the red carpet for her. It was like, I'll keep her in this room for a day. No, we're not going to see you today. Come back. Or like, we'll work on you Monday. She was like, okay, well, can I go home? No. It's like, okay, if you want to come back at 7. And
healthcare,
then I need you in again at Tuesday.
System is on it. The public healthcare system. It's on its arse in this country.
Oh, my God.
Like, my dad, like I say, he's in hospital.
Yeah.
Back pain.
How's he getting on?
He's better now.
He's home anyway.
And he was in a short stay ward for over 3 weeks. Because they
not
couldn't
that short then.
Yeah, because you couldn't get somebody to a pain management specialist. You needed like a nerve block or like an injection into his spine.
Yeah,
and like you say, I'd never heard him in such agony.
Yeah.
With that. So like, but he was there for over 3 weeks.
Jesus.
So like, I'd be like popping in after work, or whatever, because he was up in the matter. But like, short. So it's like I'm like we're talking to like the consultants, like being like a short stay ward, and they're like, oh look, we can't like. We have to wait for the pain management and they only have this amount of slots available or whatever. Like, it's on their arse.
You're always waiting for something else to happen before you can do something.
I work
else.
In private healthcare and, like, we see those pain management stuff, like, 40 a day, 50 a day.
Yeah.
You know, like,
efficient.
You got to pay. You got to have your insurance to get the good treatment. And I'm like, just abolish it all. Like,
well, like, this is the thing. It's like, you have
become an old socialist. Like, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck capitalism. Even though it gives me my beloved entertainment and football and everything, fuck it.
Oh, hey, can I talk to you about the football for a sec?
Please. Oh, by the way, we made an informal wager.
You know, we finished out of Liverpool.
Whose terms were not set. It was that, you know.
Well, that is what we were.
No, but it was like within touching distance.
Like there was
a
points gap.
Yeah. Now, we never
was there?
Yes, there was.
Guys, can you remember
review
this?
The tapes? Because I was like, well, we're not going to finish ahead of you, but like, why don't we say if it's within...
Within, I feel like within 10 or something.
Yeah, why don't we say within 10?
I still...
If you finish 10 behind us, no. I think we're going to finish ahead of you anyway, so like...
We just stick.
We're starting to cook.
Will we just will we just keep who'll finish ahead?
Yeah, fine. Now, like depending. Now, what are we revised terms at Christmas?
Yeah, we'll look at it at Christmas.
Yeah,
but yous are doing pretty well for yous, pretty well
for us.
You know what I mean?
Every Saturday, last two Saturdays, if we hadn't have drawn those fucking games, like because we were playing before other people, it was like,
yeah,
if we win this, we're second.
Yeah,
how about that? Huh?
It's, do you know what I have to say is, I still don't think he's good, though.
Beat your ass.
You did, yeah.
Handily.
Oh, my God. What's happening with us?
Handily.
What's
like,
happening?
Like, fucking
it's crazy. Almost, I mean, do you know what? Like, I was only saying it on a video the other day. It's like, it was so obvious. Like a train coming down the tracks. Ding, 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 ding. Like, how about we sign 7 new players and put them all in at the same time?
But Andy,
this championship winning formula that we
Andy,
had.
Andy, I said it to you at the back end of last year about Van Dijk and Salah. And it's like, insurance wise, putting all, you know, big money contracts on them. Like, you didn't really get a centre-half in. You should have got a centre-half in.
Should have got Mark Gay.
Yeah, I'm glad it fell apart for you.
Why? Well, because of Liverpool.
Yeah, because of Liverpool. And it's just like, he's already spent like 500 million. It's like, I'm going to go and get the best young English centre-half as well. How about that? Like,
I know.
Now.
Well, the thing with Salah and Van Dijk last season was like, it made sense. You can't legislate for, I mean, Van Dijk's had a little bit of a dip. Salah's had a huge dip.
Van Dijk has been pretty poor this year.
He's not been helped by this structure, by Kanate, by
Kirkes. I think Kanate is getting the batter up. I think your fullbacks have really fucked over both of your centre halves. And I think Van Dijk is kind of skirting because he does his patented don't do anything. Don't do anything.
We've tried nothing and we're all
exactly.
out of ideas.
Whereas Kanate is trying stuff and it's not coming off. He's like, look at this idiot. Van Dijk is like, just stay here. And
they can't see you if you don't move.
Yeah, it's like the T-Rex. Like.
Well, I've been advocating for Bradley and Robertson. Even though Robertson is not,
should have been back in earlier.
A month before he's been back in.
I was like, you're going with Kirkes again?
I don't get it. And, you know, I didn't see a lot of Kirkes for Bournemouth. He was in the Premier League team of the year.
He played wing-back. He played wing-back. They played 3-5-2. And the same with Frimpong. I was like, why is he buying two wing-backs to play full-back position?
Do you know what I think, though? I think, because last year, it was very pragmatic and a little bit boring, and we were like good defensively and all this. And I feel like every time they said, like, oh, a bit of Jurgen Klopp still lives in the team, when there was a bit of end-to-end stuff. And Slot, I feel like, got a bit of a bee in his bonnet of like, no, I like exciting football too, guys. And it was kind of...
Who's that guy?
That's my Dutch man.
Right.
Basically just turn an S into a sh, and you're golden. I have a feeling like he had a little thing of like, no, I'll show them exciting football.
So his last 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
His last few games.
Last 4 away games as well.
Yeah. Who have he got next? International break, come good time, feel like.
I feel like my West Ham.
Away?
I think at home. I actually don't know. But
because Nuno has kind of got them, like they've like drawn 3 wins or something like that in the last few games. Like they look bad under him at the start, but he's kind of got them going in his mold now.
No,
not easy.
We don't even look like we're... I mean, like, it was a good result against Villa. We'd expect to win. Real was a good
result against Villa, but kind of got away with it because they had fucking, like, cracked the crossbar twice before you scored. You were gifted a goal, like...
Yeah.
And then you won 2-0. It's like, all right, but papered over a lot of the cracks, I thought. Like, you know?
And then Madrid was good. But
didn't watch it.
A good performance.
Playing
good
football
win,
I think, or something, you know.
I was actually playing football. But, you know, I don't know how it's going to go. I have a feeling it's either going to turn around immediately or it'll be a disaster.
If he loses, say let's push the 15 and he loses, what is he? So it's 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
If he loses 10, 11 out of 15, do you sack him?
I would give him to the end of the year.
But like he's done, like not even Amorim lost 4 games in a row under his tenure at United. Like,
yeah, but
know?
He also didn't win a Premier League with him either.
I know. I mean? Yeah,
like,
but like
you gotta, you know.
Okay, goodwill on the bank. Like, but like realistically, say hypothetically,
if he loses like the next 3 games, I would say he's
like,
in
like,
danger.
Do we think that come February he could be sacked?
It's possible.
It is possible. It's possible. It is possible.
I'm not saying I would want that, but like...
It is possible. Weirdly, it is possible. Like, right? Like,
it is possible. How weird. Yeah. But the weird thing is, like, I don't know what we're... I don't know what the plan is. I don't know what kind of team we are. I don't know what, like... What's our big
Globetrotters. You want to be Real Madrid? Yeah, like,
you know, is our... Like, I don't see us getting... Like, until he finds the formation, or he has to either...
Here we go.
It work with Wirtz and Isak, or keep them out for now, or... I don't know.
But say he's gone.
Yeah.
You get sacked.
Yeah.
Who do you want to come in?
Hmm.
Available managers only, please.
You
can't be like, oh, give me Eddie Howe, even though he looks like he's going to get sacked as well. Like,
wouldn't want him.
They're 2 points above the relegation. Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, no one's talking about
Newcastle,
that.
Newcastle, like... Dangerously close.
Who's available though? Klopp.
There you go.
I watched.
Imagine.
I watched his interview, and I know it'd be a disaster. But part of me, I mean, like that was the title that they went and run with. Like, I could possibly. Yeah, yeah. I would only return to Liverpool, sort of thing. But it never works, really, does it? Like, if you come back,
Kenny Dalglish.
Like Kenny Dalglish, and he came back and won a League Cup, I think. Didn't he?
Won a League Cup, lost an FA Cup, I believe.
So you know, two finals.
Yeah. Hey man, talking to me, we're the finals kings. Like we're in the final every year.
So I don't know.
We're 1 and 2 most times. Like, but like you know.
Yeah, still.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's. But I have to say, the quality of football this year. I know everyone's kind of said it, but like, I haven't seen like a match where like, what a fucking game. You know what I mean?
I mean.
Can you think offhand of like, I think maybe a Bournemouth game
I
or something?
I think games are kind of like going through moments. Like United Spurs at the weekend for 70 minutes was pretty dull and we were like 1-0 up, really kind of controlling. We were like, oh yeah, Boston. Like Spurs could not get going at all.
Mm-hmm.
We made a few changes. They made a few changes. All of a sudden we're 2-1 down to 10 men because our striker's gone off injured.
Yeah.
And then we equalise in the 95th minute, like, you know, and then it's like, wow, what a mental game, like, you know. So I think games have been having like moments like that, but I agree that it's not, you know, City, Liverpool of the past, like
2019 sort of,
you know, crazy stuff happening, like, you know, for the entire game.
Yeah.
But
I feel like I don't know, the atmosphere as well. But you know what, like, I really think, like,
you know what's shite, like, is that Arsenal are like probably going to win it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, man.
Do you know, I would, if you could...
Crap to watch.
I fucking hate Arsenal so much.
And I know Arsenal supporting fans will be like, we're great, and you're a big, bully, boring team that scores all their goals from corners, like.
Not a joy to watch. And I just, to be honest, I don't like Arteta. There are a lot of players on the Arsenal team that I don't mind. Like... Now, I don't like Gabriel or, you know, a few of these lads, but,
good. I respect them.
I respect the game.
Don't like Calafiori, even, because he's a bit of a bastard.
Handsome bastard, though, isn't he?
Timber. Paul Egan, who's running away with the fantasy league. I'm like, this Arsenal team gets two Arsenal defenders get some 50 points every week. Like, you can't justify it.
I can't stand that fantasy draft every fucking week. That big red L that I get lost again.
Yeah, like, look at our strikers. Like, who's his strikers? Like, Jared Bowen and Ollie Watkins. Like, no goals between them. All his wins are coming from his defenders. Like, defense wins drafts, man.
Yeah, this is it. Well, this is it, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking the other day, I was like, have we talked about this before? Of like, I have an incredibly hot take about what I would love to see introduced in football.
Is this the penalty thing?
Did we talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about like the MLS style penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just do that?
Yeah, I mean, League Cup.
Yeah. But you know what? But the last thing is, like, the thing that really annoyed me about that Van Dijk disallowed goal, apart from the fact that, come on, it's fucking bollocks, Terry.
I would have been raging if that had been given against me. Like, Robertson's just, like, right there, like, corner his eye. Like, he's clearly affecting the goalkeeper. Like,
but is he? The keeper's a full stretch.
He's right there. Like, I would, you know, he could have taken an extra step. Except there's a body there, like, you know? It does affect you. It does affect
you. Well, you know what really annoyed me was the fact that it done me, where I was like... Because normally when a goal is scored, I'm like... because this is football now. I'm like, right, I'll wait until they
wait for the
official check, and then I'll be like, yay. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, I'm like, fucking get in, and then you're
what?
Like,
oh no. Oh. Hey, how is the work coming?
The work?
The work of you watching movies by cinematic masters.
Good.
Dried up. Have you dried up since?
Kind of dried up.
We last talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some movies. Like I said, I've kind of gotten back into the UFC, which I knew you wouldn't like because it's taking me away from the precious movies.
Yeah.
But I was like, on a good hot streak.
You do you, man.
Can I do me, Terry?
Yeah, of course you can. Except when it's time to record a pod. one every fortnight. I think you're doing all right, man.
The problem is that I still... I'm going to be different this time.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. I have to watch a movie with Matt Damon in it.
Matt Damon would be good.
If only I'd known about this 2 weeks earlier.
I know, that's the problem.
I left it till the night before. My life's so hard. Oh. Oh, wait, there's the link Terry sent me 4 days ago.
Double speed. This is shy.
Now, Andy, come on, let's have none of that now.
No, I won't. I'm. Do you know what, though? I will say this. Watching a few movies over the last few months has somewhat rekindled. There's a spark of my love of movies, which was stomped out from watching movies that I didn't want to watch for the pod. And, you know, it was fine. It was good for the pod. Whereas now I'm like, oh, yeah, I can just stick this on. Like Coraline on Halloween. And you'd said it to me. And we watched it. Terry, it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Or their mother.
I was thinking like, creepy, oh, it's like fuck, Corpse like. Bride or like another, nah, you know.
This is the problem that people have with Henry Selick and Tim Burton. Because of Nightmare Before Christmas, they're like, it's the same guy. It's like, it's not.
Mm.
So Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, Frankenweenie, not as good as anything that Selick does.
Am I mad or is Tim Burton shite?
Not shite, but he's kind of washed now, like, you know what I mean?
Helena
like,
Bonham Carter star in his latest movie, by any chance?
It was Beetlejuice, which I couldn't. I love Beetlejuice, and I could not watch the sequel.
Why? You tried and you couldn't?
I turned it off after 25 minutes. And, like, you know me.
Ooh.
I was just like, oh,
did you see that made
I'm just like, what is this? Like, 25 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do it.
That
I know,
garbage?
And I know, like, I'm here for a... Here's the thing. In the first one, at least you have Gina Davis and you have fucking Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Both looking like fucking snacks.
Yeah.
And in this one, it's like old Winona Ryder and then woman from Schitt's Creek, Kevin's mom. I can't think of her name right now.
Oh, I know your one, yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. And fucking Michael Keaton's not going to show up for about an hour, and it'll probably only be on screen for 20 minutes, like in the first one. I'm like,
not worth it.
I don't want it, like, you know.
It's got to be bad for
you. I genuinely would, if you know me. Yeah. If I was watching on a train, maybe I'd get more out of it.
Yeah, because you're like, well, see, watching a movie on a train is like you're
in it. There's no distractions.
Yeah, but also like you feel like you're sneaking one in. You know what I mean? It's like this is my time now.
I've watched 4 movies in the last 2 days.
Jesus Christ.
2 on the train, up and back, and then like 2 in the evening.
What'd you watch?
I watched Frankenstein, the new Netflix Guillermo del Toro movie.
Good.
Don't watch it. Well, I don't know. It's up to yourself. You want to spend 2.5 hours.
You lost me at 2.5 hours, my friend.
It's not very good. No, and I like Guillermo. You know, I like a lot of his stuff.
Mm.
You can be did you ever see Shape of Water?
No.
With the fish
the
man?
Fish thing?
Yeah.
No.
I got more in that movie of Sally Hawkins and Richard Jenkins sitting on a couch together doing a little, like, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, they're imitating tap dancing together on a couch.
Okay.
I felt more in that, like, minute than I did in the whole 2.5 hours of Frankenstein. Did not like it.
Unless...
Finchie is in it for a brief cameo. Innocent, as ever.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's great. Like, he's made for these type of movies. Like, I mean, Oscar Isaac, one of my guys as well. Not
like what amazing. What was bad about it? It was just not
boring. Boring.
Yeah, and that's you saying that.
Yeah, it is boring, and it doesn't make me feel anything. And you know, 2.5 stars because it is somewhat well made, but also like you know,
just boring.
Yeah, boring. And I also watched Fantastic Four. The new one, which also has Ralph Ineson in it.
Finchie.
Okay. Ralph Ineson.
Okay.
In it. He plays Galactus. Also innocent. This, you
also
know.
Also shy?
It's okay. I'm really like.
Superhero now.
Marvel. Yeah, Superman I watched as well, and it was like, you know. Yeah.
Well, I can't get a read on the tone of that movie. Like, what is Superman? That super? Is it like? Is it like?
I still can't wrap my head around
like,
it.
Like, is it funny? Is it serious? Is it kind of surreal?
Trying to be both. It's real kind of gonzo, because it like there's like pocket dimensions. There's a bunch of like
too much
meta. Yeah, kind of. I'm like, I like my Superman.
Down the
I'm like, why isn't he in a conflict with Lex Luthor over real estate? I don't want monsters in my, not yet anyway.
Do you know what I think one of the pivotal scenes of my childhood was the scene from, now it tanked, Superman 3. The junkyard scene where he's fighting evil Superman and they're getting all squished.
Is he not evil Superman?
He's both.
Yeah, because didn't he have red kryptonite?
Well, I can't remember the red kryptonite, but evil Superman is, he's wearing the Superman outfit, but it's all kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Goes to a bar. And his hair is like quiffed, like he's like Elvis or something, and then he's fighting the other, like
it's
in a suit.
So long.
But it was so like, I remember thinking like, oh my God, but like it looked good back then. But like,
it's a weird one because like Richard Pryor
was in it. Like,
and like he got the job because he was like on Johnny Carson, he's like, I like Superman. I'd like to be in one of those movies.
That was it.
And they're like, okay, you're a pretty big deal.
I saw that before I saw Superman 1 or 2. Like, that was
okay. You
know, like, and of course, you got Supergirl, who.
New Supergirl coming out.
It won't be the same.
Yeah, she's in the movie briefly as well.
Is she?
Like, yeah.
They get Peter O'Toole. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. I keep telling you.
He's dead.
He's 90 years old and dead. But Fantastic Four is kind of fine.
Did you give it a Fantastic Four out of five?
I gave it a 3.
Oh.
I gave it a 3. Andy, though. Uh-huh. Here's where I start speaking your language.
Okay, go on.
You ever hear a movie called Ricochet?
No.
All right, let me. Do you ever watch the movie Highlander?
Yeah, man. There can be only
yes.
one. Yeah, yeah.
Christophe Lambert.
Yes, of course.
And, of course, Sean Connery.
Of course. Of course. Keeping his accent.
Exactly, yes. So, director of that movie is Russell Mulcahy, okay. Right? And he also directed Ricochet. Okay?
Ricochet.
Andy, no. You would, if we ever do a Denzel miniseries, this is going on. This is 1991, Denzel. He plays a street cop that is studying to be a lawyer. And at the very start of the movie, John Lithgow is like at a drugs buy. And like starts going insane and killing a load of people. And while this is happening, Denzel and his partner, Kevin Pollak, who I sent to you earlier on the picture.
Which one's Kevin Pollak?
The guy from Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
So they're outside and they hear all this ruckus. And basically, Denzel apprehends them.
Uh-huh.
And John Lithgow is insane in this movie. Like, off the wall.
Great.
But it's brilliant, right? Cool. So the plot of the movie then is, and within 20 minutes, he's foiled John Lithgow, been promoted to detective, then passed the bar and has become the assistant district attorney, met his wife, married her, had a kid. It moves at a rapid pace. It's so good. It's like 97 minutes in total. Oh. And then the rest of the movie is John Lithgow breaking out of prison to ruin Denzel's life by like psychologically torturing him.
But now,
can
I ask you a question?
So fucking good. It's wild.
Because this brings up something that I've been thinking about. That name, right?
Yes.
Ricochet.
Yes.
Do you think that does the movie justice, a title like that? You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It makes no sense. I don't know why it's called Ricochet.
Like, that's the thing. I've been thinking about these things of like, what, like,
but that, I kind of like that, like
movies that you don't that don't do it any justice, or that arguably even hurt the movie by the title, like what's that Tom Cruise one and Emily Blunt, Edge of Tomorrow.
That's on my list of ones that I would say.
Edge of Tomorrow.
The original movie was called All You Need Is Death.
Oh,
based on a book.
Oh, the book is called that.
Yeah.
That's still terrible, though.
I like it better.
That's awful.
Oh, you like live, die, repeat? It
is dead.
Yeah.
Dead is all you need. I think live, die, repeat. I see they
renamed
stuck
it.
That on in the marketing campaign. Yeah.
It was like, well, let's boost DVD sales.
Oh.
Tom Cruise has a few of those where it's like...
Oblivion
is
a fucking great movie.
It's a decent movie. I like Kaczynski. You know, he's totally my man. Top Gun. I am gonna watch. Might watch F1 this weekend.
Ooh.
But yeah, like Oblivion is one. Collateral, like, is kind of like nothing.
Like I was thinking about it, and I was like, you got Focus, Will Smith and Margot Robbie. I mean, it's a garbage movie anyway. Yeah. But
it's fine.
Garbage title.
What does it mean?
Yeah, like
there's a lot of those
staying focused, like one word movies. Plus, obviously Michael Clayton, but everyone loves Michael Clayton
because it's a great movie.
But like, what is that? Oh, that's of course.
The fine people of you North here, Andy.
Terry's T-shirt, of course, is from the movie
Michael Clayton.
I meant to ask you when we got started. What's that from? The other one I have is just like because I was thinking about it. It was like Lucky Number 7.
Yeah, it's a crap title, but not a great movie. I was kind of looking at like movies I enjoy that like the title brings it down.
I thought Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford
is
such a shit name for a movie. Because not like I get it, like the death isn't the big like shock, but like don't lay it out like even like adding the by the Coward Robert Ford. Just, you know who did it. Like,
I think because it reminds me of like an old timey book or something that you would pick up and be like,
yeah, but could you not call it like the
just call it Assassination?
Yeah, then you're back to square one with this problem. But like, could you not call it like whatever? Like even the Assassination of Jesse James, if you left it at that,
I like it,
but something, you know what I mean?
I have a couple.
Yeah, come on,
Skyfall.
Yeah, I feel like Bond can kind of...
Yeah, maybe he can get away with it.
I seen a thing today that like, oh, they're questioning... I didn't even realise, but I guess they killed off
Bond. Remember I told you how he died? And I was like, you'll never guess.
Oh, how was it? It was like a big explosion.
It was like a bunch of nuclear missiles dropped on him. I was like, that's it? That's how he dies?
And now they're scrambling because they don't know how to bring him back.
I was like, if you give me 50 guesses, I would never have gone there. It's like, oh, it's like he was poisoned. He was, you know, fed to sharks. Like
nuclear bombs?
Nuclear missiles on the facility that he is standing. And he's just like standing up looking at these missiles. Yeah, pretty much like, mother.
Holds up a sign. Yeah. Like, yikes.
I have a movie that I like. Nobody else probably likes it, but... it was originally called Deception. Well, no, it was retitled Deception. That was how I knew it first. Ben Affleck, Gary Sinise, Charlize Theron.
I mean, that's a
wait till you hear the original title.
Yeah,
Reindeer Games.
What? Isn't there a Reindeer Games?
That's what I mean. The original title was Reindeer Games, and then when it came out over here on video, it was like Deception. They retitled it because they didn't like.
But. I've heard of Reindeer Games.
Yeah.
That's that movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Like, and they changed the title to Deception. Why?
Because I never understood the joke in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Where sometimes we do Reindeer Games.
Yeah, and he's like, hey now. And I was like, what's Reindeer Games? And then it was like, when I looked it up, I was like, that's Deception. What are they talking about? Like,
why did they do that?
Yeah, but I
don't... clearly, I'm far worse. Nothing.
Kind of makes more sense.
Does it?
Yeah, if you watch the movie.
Surely Reindeer Games has some sort of relevance to the
plot. It's Christmas. That's it. And they're dressed up as Santas and they're trying to rob a heist or whatever like that. Like, Deception is like, there's lots of double crossing and stuff in it. Like,
I mean, it's such a coverall phoned-in title. But I mean, Reindeer Games does sound dumb by that.
I understand why they did it.
Change it. You have a free reign. Like, imagine you get to name your movie. You would think, I'm going to think for a fucking week on this and I'm going to really encapsulate what the movie's about.
It's hard.
I don't know. There's deception. Talking.
I mean, naming things is hard.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Not easy.
I think.
I have two more. Okay. Glass Onion. Okay. A Knives Out Mystery. Right. First movie is called Knives Out. Netflix bought the next two scripts.
Uh-huh.
They obviously want the IP marketing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense, in my opinion, to call it a Knives Out mystery.
Mm.
Because the first movie is called Knives Out. None of the characters in the movie refer to anything as Knives Out or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just like the, you know, it's like a mystery book or something like that I would read. So like, if you're gonna put a little thing on it, the character is called like Benoit Blanc.
Yeah.
Called like Glass Onion, a Benoit Blanc mystery.
So you don't like the Knives Out mystery?
No, Glass Onion is a fine title, I think.
Yeah, but if you say Glass Onion, and people are, I'm assuming, really like Knives Out, you can't just say Glass Onion and expect people to
Glass
like,
Onion. Oh, that must be a Knives Out. The sequel to Knives Out.
Knives Out 2, Glass Onion.
No!
This time it's...
directed by Mech G.
Yeah.
The other one I have, and it's, I don't mind the title, but I prefer the original title. So The Irishman...
I hear you paying houses.
Yeah, better title, right?
Why didn't they call it that? And it's like that was the name right up until like the last
because
week.
The title card is "I hear you paint houses."
Yeah, and like, at the end, it's like that's what comes up at the end of the movie. "I hear you paint houses." The book is called
I'd say it's Netflix.
The Irishman, like that. Actually, yeah, that is actually the worst one. Now that I think of it, why is it called that? It's like, oh, the main guy is Irish, but they very rarely, if ever. Call him the Irishman.
And there's been a
bunch. Address the Irishness of him.
There's been a bunch. There's a movie called Kill the Irishman about a kind of... He's not the same character or anything like that, but he's an Irish guy in the Italian mob that, like, is a bomb. He blows people up kind of guy. I was like, well, there's already a movie called Kill the Irishman.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Like, I think even framing it, like, if I'm watching a movie that I know is called I Hear You Paint Houses... I'm more inclined to want to watch it, stick with it. You know, I don't know why, because I think the title, there's a subconscious thing. It's just The Irishman.
It's bland.
It's bland. And so it doesn't make me, you know, like there's no enticement in the title. You know what I mean?
The enticement is Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
It's not the title. You know, it's not. The
Irishman. Yeah. Like, why did they do that? Or like, why do they have to do it where it's like, you know, the only one I can remember was that movie about an ape and an old man. It was like Mighty Joe.
Mighty Joe Young.
And then Mighty Joe Young. Like, why is it called Mighty Joe in one region and Mighty Joe Young somewhere else?
They do these things to, like, I don't know, like the Mighty Joe themselves? Young. Yeah, it's like, well, tracking is low or whatever. Why don't we, you know.
This'll fix everything.
They don't know what they're doing in that industry.
They don't.
Most of it.
I did finish... Just very quickly, Squid Games season 2 and 3.
What do you think?
I liked it. I agree with you. It was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't notice a difference. I didn't notice when it jumped from 2 to 3. Like we were just watching episode after episode. It felt like what's that? Season 2 and 3 was like 12 episodes.
Yeah.
I felt
I told you what they were doing. They were being sneaky. That like they split it because it was like Q
Netflix classic.
Yeah.
Q2.
Pretty much. It was like end of Q2, the numbers are going to be high. And then it was like end of Q4, we're releasing it around Christmas time or whatever it was. And it was like really like bump up those, you know.
I felt like it could have been a really solid 8 episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't think it needed 12. But it was good.
And still, there was bits in it where I was like, fuck. Like, you. Who ended up winning in the end?
Spoiler alert, the baby.
Oh, the baby, yeah, but...
And Joni ruined it for me. Like, we had one more episode to go. She's like, doesn't the baby win that? One, how do you know that? And two, thanks a lot.
But, so it was our main guy, and who was the other fella?
The baby's father.
Was him. What a prick that guy.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't get a read on this guy at all either. I was like, is this guy good, bad? Like,
My favourite character was the trans character.
Yeah.
And I was so sad when...
Yes.
And I thought that was a great thing. They were
able to see it coming though, couldn't
you?
Oh,
cool, yeah.
It's like, I found an exit. It's right over... And I was saying to Gary, it's like stab in the back. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there it is.
But it was like... That's, I think, the sauce of the show is that brand new characters...
You care.
Yeah, they get you caring pretty quickly. I was like, the idiot son and his mom and, you know, the pregnant girl and the trans... These bunch of outcasts together... I'm like, oh, well, these are my guys. I want them to win, like, you know?
That's such an important thing in any...
Very hard movie. To do.
Like, is it hard? I mean, it is, obviously. But I mean, like, to make you
sympathetic,
want to root
for them. Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, it's...
But can't you make that easily? Can't you just make them nice, make them kind of funny, give them a little heartfelt backstory?
easier said than done.
I guess. You know, you know, really like,
maybe ChatGPT can help me.
Yeah, make this guy more likable. Yeah. You know.
Hey, because I know we're barreling towards the end. I have been watching every Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm almost
Christ.
At the end. Now, we're not going to talk about the Coen Brothers, but they're, you know, they're top notch.
Yeah. For the record.
For the record. And we will be doing one on our Matt Damon miniseries.
What one?
True Grit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about that. It means nothing.
Incredible.
Okay.
Incredible movie.
Great.
I wasn't going to put it on, then I watched it again, and I was like, man, I got it. This stuff is unbelievable. But they are the kings, I think, of populating their movies with that guy.
Yeah.
Or one of those fellas.
Yeah.
That, like, and whenever they put them in, they're like, this guy's unbelievable. Like, and he's in for one scene or whatever like
and
that.
And when you say that guy, are you essentially talking like a very recognizable character actor?
Yeah, we might have different tiers of that guy.
Okay.
Like, when you give me a name of one of your that guys that you got. And, like, he might be, to me, that's Stephen Root.
Stephen, yeah. I know who that is.
Do you?
I do.
Who is he?
Is he the guy from Office Space?
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Boom, you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I was expecting him to pull a different role of his, man.
I got a that guy for it. Well, first of all, I think Keith David is a that guy.
Yeah, he's Keith David to me, but maybe mere mortals, he's a that guy.
May be insulting to the next one that I'm thinking of. Is Gary Sinise a that guy?
He's Gary. Gary Sinise is a movie star. Like, Gary Sinise is like in Apollo 13.
Yeah.
He's in Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
you know,
two
like,
solid movies in a 3-year period, but...
Yeah. Snake Eyes, lest we forget, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't die quietly.
He's not a... Yeah, okay. I wouldn't say he's a star, but he's...
And then he had his own TV show. He's on CSI New York or whatever for 10 years. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, he's...
Okay. I figure that might be insulting.
You know, he's a name. Not an A-list name, but he's a name.
Here's that guy for you. Okay. Here's a deep pull. Patrick Fischler.
Do I ever?
The fact that you even know. Your man, like, basically...
What do you know him from?
Of course I know him as the Dean's sidekick in Old School.
Of course, yeah.
It's actually quite remarkable. It's like, I'm sorry, is this funny to you? Like, oh. But that guy, you know? Like,
yeah, he was literally in the last Coen Brothers movie I watched as, like, a communist writer. I'm like, and that kind of inspired me because of, like, there's 10 that guys right there. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm also thinking of one more.
Okay.
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Yeah, all right.
Groundhog
Tobo.
Day.
Yeah. Ned.
Ned, that's what it is. Yeah.
Ned the Head.
Ned?
Yeah. Phil Connors?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay, good.
Ned Ryerson.
What?
Ned Ryerson.
Oh, that was his character's name. Yeah, I knew it was Phil. Yeah.
Phil?
Oh, what a great movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good movie.
I was thinking of maybe a bit more.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my phone out here so I can Google.
You're gonna know one of them. Like, this guy's name is John Saucy.
S-A-U-S-S-A-S-S-S-A-Y-S-E-Y,
I think.
Swayze?
Maybe, yeah. Swayze. You might know him.
Never heard of him.
He's that guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
He's the guy from Dazed and Confused that delivers the beer. He's like, oh, I got the wrong address here.
I guess you got the wrong house, huh?
Yeah.
Inconvenience for you, I'm sorry.
I put the back up, like. But also,
has he been in other stuff?
Yeah, he's been in other stuff, but like, that's my main one. But it's like a one scener, that guy, or like, your man's dad is like, you don't know anything about a party, huh?
Yeah.
Like, no. And he's like, start unpacking. And then the wife's like, Fred!
It's
like,
sure.
Imagine being married to this guy. Like, you're supposed to be going to, like...
We've been looking forward to this all week.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for this weekend away. Like, start unpacking.
Like, not even like, listen, I think we have to stay here because he's definitely up to something. Like, as if she's in trouble, like, start unpacking. We're not going anywhere. Like, okay, dear.
Real 70s, like...
Shut up. Basically 70s time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and I have another one that I had is a guy called Matt Landers, who you might remember from a little movie called Die Hard. He was in Ricochet the other night as well. And I was like, oh, I'm adding him
Matt
to my list.
Matt Landers. Oh, American football player. No.
Actor.
Matt Landers. Actor.
I wonder if it'll bring up his famous scene in Die Hard.
Oh. He's got beautiful eyes.
Yeah, quite striking.
I don't know what I know him from, but...
Die Hard is my main thing, where they're, you know, they have the, like, the armored tank.
Yeah.
And he's like, send in the car. Send in the car. Yeah. And then, like, the car gets blown up to bits.
Now, do you think there is a...
There's tears. There's differences.
Well, I was going to say, is there a dearth of that guy actors these days?
It's funny, like, they are dying out, you know, they're getting older. Like, Patrick Fischler is, you know, probably in his 50s now.
Yeah, but, like, you don't really see that guy, a modern that guy. You know what I mean?
Because they've kind of become known now, I guess, to us. Mm. You know, there's very few new that guys. You're right, like...
Maybe it's... I wonder if it's like a social media thing or if it's...
I wonder if it's just...
There's so much out there that they're just...
But, like, every movie, like, has to have a quote-unquote celeb playing fifth banana.
Yeah.
For the social... If we want this movie to get made, you know...
Yeah.
As Slurp. and it is some, like, you know... Disney Channel guy that has like 500 million followers or whatever that, you know, like,
we'll get them.
Oh, Slurp.
He'll promote it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, whereas back in the 80s, it would have been like, you know,
here's the guy.
Guru Saj or, you know, Christopher, you know.
Whereas now it's like a celebrity where it's like, you know, like, do you ever see those sketches where it's like the 90s Disney Channel cameos where it's like, hey, maybe I can help.
Yeah.
It's like waiting for applause. This is like, is that basketball player Ron Harper? It's dying out.
It is dying out. I mean, movies are dying out in general.
It's all about the series now, isn't it? Maybe if movies weren't so, if you know what I'm saying, up their own hole with the length of time, maybe people wouldn't get fed up with them.
Disagree. And I think it's people's...
A good 97-minuter, imagine.
People's brains are destroyed.
Even more reason
by your phone.
Even more reason to shorten.
That's why when you go to the movies, Andy...
Movies is fine, but, you know, not everyone goes, sees every movie in the movies.
Put your phone away. Put your phone in the box. Put your phone in the box.
What sort of box? I don't have a box. Your box?
Just put it in a drawer.
A drawer. Never.
I can't be without my phone. It's glued to my hand. Yeah, I'm, like, I'm the same. Don't get me wrong. But
I'm terrible with it. Yeah, but the cinema is great for that. Yeah. Like, I literally, it's probably the only time that I don't, if I'm sitting there for like 2 minutes, to even have the thought of like, hey, where's my phone?
You know what's good is if you're casting something from your phone, I find I'm less inclined to use it because I'll be like, oh, I don't want to touch that cast. Yeah, I'll just leave it charging over there or whatever. You're locked in a little bit more.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try and watch a movie this week.
Oh, do you want a rec? I mean, I already gave you a rec.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll watch the Patreon.
All right, okay. Well, there is no try, Andy. That's the job.
Yeah, sure.
We're kicking off our Patreon miniseries. Eight movies, Matt Damon.
Uh-huh. Eight movies, good, yeah.
I was thinking, though, maybe, because he's got a new one coming out on Netflix in Jan. Him and Ben Affleck. It's called The Rip.
Oh.
I don't have it on the list.
The Rip?
Yeah, it's about a couple of Miami officers that rip off, like, a drug deal or something, and then it all goes wrong.
Okay.
So I think maybe...
I love those two, so I'll watch that.
But I think maybe we add that to
the end.
To the pile. When it comes out, maybe, and we do it like a
live,
you know, an engaging episode. People want to hear it, you know?
yes, sure. Yeah.
But we got eight good ones.
Are we going chronologically?
Yeah, most times we do that. It's good to see their career grow, I think. Like, you know, so kicking it off, 1998.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Rounders.
Oh.
Have you seen Rounders?
Nope, I haven't even heard of it.
It's about poker.
Oh, great.
Ed Norton.
I like poker.
John Malkovich doing a terrible Russian accent.
Is it terrible, though?
He splashed the
pot. I feel like he could do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You feel like he could, and then he doesn't.
He just, he's an enigma, that guy. You don't know what you're getting with him.
Yeah, I mean, like, classically trained actor.
I have to say, Ed Norton does absolutely nothing for me in terms of making me want to see a movie.
And yet, you said that, and then when we were doing the...
He was good in Wes Anderson one.
Yeah, the two Wes Andersons, and you're like, okay.
He was better in that, but...
This is when he's, like, electric Ed, you know, like, he's like...
I feel like a 90s Ed is the one I don't like, though.
Oh, okay, like, Fight Club?
No, I don't like it.
And we are not doing, for the record, we're not doing Good Will Hunting on the Patreon because me and Andy have seen
you
it.
What?
We've seen it so many times.
Yeah, true.
You know, good.
It's a great movie, though.
It's a great movie. I don't think it would, two of us would just kind of be like, this is great.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, what a great movie. Yeah. But we are going to do Dogma.
Yes.
To reinvestigate. Is it good?
I am nervous to revisit it because it holds a special place in my.
You don't like the
upbringing.
Shit demon?
Oh, yeah, forgot about that. At one point in my life, it was my favorite movie.
Be interesting.
Guess what age I was when it was my favorite movie. It ends in
12.
Put it that way, yeah. But I'm looking forward to that. And if I may say a word of apology to the patrons, because we paused your generous subscriptions. Thank you very much. But the problem is with Patreon is that it only lets you pause a month at a time, and you got to manually go in and pause it again.
Right. Okay.
And I missed it by a day or two, so it came out. I personally refunded everyone, I hope. So if you didn't get your refund, let me know.
Letters to the editor over here. Huh?
And I put a thing on the Patreon, hat in hand, saying sorry about that. Just want to address that again because I thought, like, oh, fuck.
So,
we will be unpausing it. Let's put it that way from now on.
And, you know, if you want to sign up to get access to our upcoming Matt Damon miniseries, all you got to do is head on over to patreon.com/ what's so great about for the low, low fee of €5 a month. You get access to all our back catalogue of our great. What's so great about mini season? What's so great about the MCU? What's so great about Ryan Gosling? What's so great about 90s action movies?
Remember.
What's so great about Big Willy's Flops, aka Will Smith's bad movies? What's so great about the movies of Tony Scott? What's so great about heist movies? Mm-hmm. What's so great about year 2007?
But if you don't care for movie chat, fear not, because we also have about 50 top 5 episodes where we rank various things. We come up with movie, it is movie related. We come up with movie ideas ourselves and pitch them to each other and see what they think. And we have basically a bunch of just random nonsense episodes that are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for a fiver a month, you're getting essentially about 300 new episodes right there. Plus you get early access to all these, of course. You don't have to wait like those other SOBs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we're literally losing money on.
Are we?
But in a much more accurate way. We're gaining money.
This was fun. I had a good time.
Hell yeah.
Look forward to now, you know, getting back into the routine of it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I have missed it greatly. And it is very nice to obviously see you and to chat about something that is not work, extensions, babies, and general tiredness. So it's been a lovely little oasis. So.
Fantastic. Until next time, guys, Andy.
Folks, I love you.
And of course, you get the big L from me once you subscribe to the Patreon. I like you as a friend. And we will see you next week.
Boom. We'll be right back.
good.
Yeah, you know what? I actually don't mind. I actually quite like it short. I have to do the sides and the back because it's just growing out from being shaved. But if I can just
It looks way better, I think, with a bit of length. Like when you go like this. When you go super tight, I'm like,
do you know what? I liked it super tight, but like give it like a week and it looks horrible. And I'm like, I'm not gonna upkeep this.
Can't keep shaving it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was planning on doing when I did it. And then I was like, fuck this.
No way, man. Are you kidding me?
I don't mind this, though.
Yeah, it looks good, man.
Not too much.
I think it looks good.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if you remember how to do this.
All right.
Let's shut these people up, huh?
They're a whole little SOBs.
There's a great, I think it was Bill Hader and Andy Samberg, and they were talking about, it was like the record show for SNL, because like when Sarah Palin was, you know, when Tina Fey was doing Sarah Palin, it was like, they said it was like the hottest the show had ever been. And all.
Really?
And it was like, it was like record views. They were expecting it to be their biggest show ever. And it was like Josh Brolin was hosting and they were doing a sketch. I think it was Will Forte, him and Bill Hader. And before he went out, like basically like the crowd were going fucking nuts for the sketch. And then Brolin turned to Hader and Forte was like, all right, let's go shut these fuckers up. Because it was like a sketch about somebody called Fartface or something like that. They knew it was terrible. And I was like, that's just...
Knowing it was going
to
be
bad. Just fucking... That sums up Brolin to a T. Like,
the confidence, knowing that he's going to bomb. He's
like, let's go shut these fuckers up.
Like, and still, like, you're the fuckers.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome.